Good morning from Pharma and Biotech Daily, the podcast that gives you only what's important to hear in pharma and biotech world. Medicare will now cover Novo's obesity drug for patients with a history of heart disease, while the FDA has approved a Telpharmaco's Duchenne drug for all patients over 6 years old. The Supreme Court is currently considering abortion opponents standing in the mifepristone case. On the other hand, the FDA has rejected Regeneron's lymphoma drug. Merck has obtained FDA approval for the lung disease drug Winrevair, which was acquired in an $11 billion deal. This approval is crucial for Merck as it prepares for the loss of patent protection for Keytruda. Additionally, the FDA's clearance of Duzavad is significant as it is the first oral, non-steroidal drug for Duchenne and is approved for all patients over 6 years old. Unfortunately, the rejection of Regeneron's lymphoma drug, odronextamab, is a setback for the company's oncology efforts. In other news, there is a survey for patient access and support services, along with various industry updates and resources available. Biopharma Dive offers insights into the biotech and pharma industries, covering topics such as clinical trials, FDA approvals, gene therapy, drug pricing, and research partnerships.